A new study by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance breaks down health insurance premiums for the state's more than 400 public school districts. On average, they paid more than $14,000 in premiums to insure an employee's family last school year. That's up from about $10,000 per family a couple years ago. Joe Wickrent is the administrator for the Slinger School District northwest of Milwaukee. The Slinger District saw some of the highest premium hikes in the state the past 2 years.
It really causes a problem for the budget because health insurance is an expensive item, and it's a big part of the budget, especially when 82% of our budget is salaries and benefits of our employees.
Wickrent says his district has had to cut back on raises for teachers and hire more part-time employees to avoid paying them benefits. Taxpayers Alliance Research Director Dale Knapp says schools have also cut back on areas like building maintenance and textbook purchasing. Knapp says state revenue caps have made it tough for some districts to cope, but he says it's hardly an isolated problem.
This is not something that's just going on with school districts. This is something that's happening economy-wide. It's happening, you know, at the state level, at the county level. It's happening in private industry.
The Taxpayers Alliance study found that the state's largest schools have seen premiums grow only 1 or 2% the past couple years. That's likely because they're able to use their size to negotiate better deals. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.